Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMCI Word of Encouragement for the week. This week, God brought me to 1 Corinthians 16:9. In the King James, it says, "For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." The New Living Translation says, "There's a wide open door for great works here, although many oppose me." The scripture is so relevant today. I have a great door of opportunity open up to us in this environment of fear and panic. Notice Paul used the word great effectual door and has been open to describe the opportunity that has been set before him. The word great in the Greek also means gigantic. The word effectual depicts something that is powerful and ready to set into motion. The word door in the Greek is typically refers to a door, but in this context denotes a rare opportunity. Finally, the phrase has been opened in the Greek describes something standing wide open. In other words, the door in question couldn't be any more open. As Rick Renner said in his gem devotion, thus an alternative translation of Paul's word in 1 Corinthians 16:9 could be rendered, "A gigantic, powerful opportunity is already set in motion, standing wide open." In this time of history, the church has a wide open door to become relevant in today's society, to speak forth the word of God into the world of fear and panic. That reminded me of Isaiah 61-3, and I believe we're living in this time, which in the word says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and a deep darkness the people. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising." I believe that many other Christian leaders agree with me that this is the start of the end time revival. We're going to see many more salvations than ever before. People are in fear and panic worldwide, and they need to hear the gospel of salvation and peace. They need to understand that peace comes through a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. God has opened to all of us a great door of opportunity that we must go through. We must become harvesters for Christ. We need to share the gospel and with our unsaved loved ones and friends. Pray for the scales to be removed from their minds. Pray against the spirit that controls them. They are truly in great darkness. We need the light of the gospel. So let us share the gospel with them. Let Jesus shine through you. Speak in Jesus' name what you want to see manifested in their lives. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Then we will try his best to keep you from stepping through the gigantic door of opportunity God has opened for you. Satan is afraid what will happen when his territory is invaded by someone fully equipped with a full arsenal of spiritual weapons. You have the authority and power through Jesus' name to defeat Satan. Let the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts and action. Do not let the lies of Satan stop you. Your friends and relatives may have rejected your message prior, but new opportunities are before you. You may not be able to visit them physically, but you can call them and let them know that you're praying for them or contact them through internet. Here a tool from the past that you might consider. Send a card or a note. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ, so let's bring the message of hope to a dying world. God has opened the doors for us. Let us not miss this great opportunity he has given us. Determined to intentionally bring the message of salvation, hope, and peace to the world around you. Have a blessed week.